As the Norfolk and Norwich annual festival kicks off, we hear that the Theatre Royal will not yet open. However, we have the installation of a new Lord Mayor and Sheriff. It's good to hear of the improvements to the Clare School in Norwich, but we are unsure whether the proposal for a possible large-scale provision of cycle routes around the city will be popular. And large-scale residential developments in Cringleford are causing concern for the local GP practice. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival has opened for its 2021 season, promising an eclectic mix of live music, art, theatre, and everything in between. The festival, which was cancelled last year due to the pandemic, opened on the day indoor and outdoor performances could return under the government's roadmap out of lockdown. This year's event is running until May the 30th and is a one-off adaptation, so it can go ahead with social distancing in place, opening with drag cabaret show Don't Touch Ducky in St Andrew's Hall in Norwich and also broadcast online. Alongside indoor performances, there is an extensive outdoor programme and also a digital strand with online shows and experience packs. Festival director Daniel Brine was determined to put on a Norfolk and Norwich festival this year, and the whole programme is pay what you want. Mr. Brine said, "We have made it pay what you want, as we want as many people as possible to come to the festival, and it has been a tough year for everyone. This has also been made possible by funding from Arts Council England, Norwich City Council, and it also received £77,250 from the government's Culture Recovery Fund. For the duration of the event, Chapelfield Gardens will become festival gardens with jam-packed programme planned."
While indoor entertainment venues reopen from the 17th of May, audiences will have to wait a little longer to take their seats in the Norwich Theatre Royal Auditorium. The first show back in the venue will be the opening night of Cuban dancer Carlos Acosta's On Before UK tour on July the 16th and 17th. It has been produced by Norwich Theatre, who run the Theatre Royal, Playhouse and Stage 2 in the city, and is its first touring show. Apart from this, the next performance is not until August the 31st with dance show Nemesis, and after that it will reopen fully. The reason for the delay is twofold, both to pave the way for the return of its outdoor theatre and comedy season interlude, and so the building can undergo vital refurbishments. Interlude launched last summer in a big top tent in Chapelfield Gardens and will return to a new location at Norwich Cathedral Close from July the 14th to August the 31st. Highlights in the programme include musical The Wind in the Willows, written by Academy Award winner Julian Fellowes, and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Stephen Crocker, Norwich Theatre Chief Executive, said, "There is a lot of work going on in the Theatre Royal building as the roof needed to be done, and it will be finished when we reopen at the end of August, so we won't have to close again for a number of years." Other improvements include a refurbished front of house area with a new daytime cafe that will open at the start of July. These improvements have been made possible by the government's Culture Recovery Fund, with Theatre Royal receiving a £3 million grant and a £2.5 million loan.
The new Lord Mayor and Sheriff of Norwich are due to be sworn in, but coronavirus means the traditional ceremony has had to be moved. The mayor-making ceremony usually takes place at City Hall with a procession through the streets of Norwich. But because of the number of people who attend, council bosses are not comfortable with holding the meeting in Norwich City Council's council chamber, so it has been moved to St Andrew's Hall. The next planned incumbents of the civic posts are Labour councillor Kevin Maguire, due to become Lord Mayor, and Caroline Jarrold of Jarrold & Sons, set to become Sheriff. They will replace current Lord Mayor, Labour City Councillor Vaughan Thomas, and Sheriff Dr. Marion Prinsley, an educational psychologist and past president of the Norwich Hebrew Congregation. Mr. Thomas and Dr. Prinsley had been due to end their roles in May last year, but the COVID pandemic meant their civic years were extended.
Norfolk's oldest special school has unveiled new facilities to replace cold, leaky mobile classrooms, transforming the education of some of the county's most vulnerable youngsters. The Clare School on South Park Avenue in Norwich looks after complex needs pupils with medical and physical disabilities, most of whom are non-verbal and wheelchair users and have life-limiting or life-threatening conditions. Originally set up as an open-air school in 1906 and converted to gazebo-like, more permanent structures in 1926, its buildings have been in urgent need of modernisation as they take increasing numbers of pupils with more complex needs. Improvements have seen modern classrooms and facilities funded as part of Norfolk County Council's Special Needs Transformation Project, officially opened by Norwich Lord Mayor Vaughan Thomas and Sheriff Dr. Marion Prinsley. The school, which has 120 staff, plans improvements to its art room this summer and is fundraising to install new sensory rooms, a soft playroom, accessible changing rooms, and to improve nursery provision, with the number of pupils set to rise from 106 to 120 in September.
Millions could be spent to make changes to a string of cycle and pedestrian routes around Norwich. Extensions and improvements to 8 cycle routes have been put forward, which council bosses say will make it easier for people on bicycles and on foot to get around. Mooted changes including improved cycle lanes and footpaths, improved cycle parking and new bridges. The proposals, part of the local cycling and walking infrastructure plan for Greater Norwich, are being developed by Norfolk County Council, Broadland District Council, South Norfolk Council and Norwich City Council. Council bosses stress they are at an early stage and they do not have all the money needed to make the changes. But they do say some cash could come from the £32 million Transforming Cities pot, the £25 million Town Fund scheme, or the recent £1.5 million Active Travel Fund. Matt Haywood, lead project officer, said, "Enabling more people to access the Greater Norwich Cycling and Walking Network will help cut congestion, improve air quality and help combat climate change." Richard Behrman from Norwich Cycling Campaign said his group hoped for detailed dialogue with the council before schemes were designed. He said, "It would be a shame to see any more poor quality, badly executed cycleways built that are then shunned by regular cyclists. Examples of good schemes with segregation for pedestrians, cyclists and motor vehicles can be found here in Norwich and in many other places in the UK."
Fears are that thousands of new homes will continue to heap pressure on a buckling GP practice as it urges people to stop making unnecessary appointments as it cannot keep up with demand. The Humble Yard practice, which has surgeries in Cringleford, Heatherset and Mulbarton, is in the top 5 largest surgeries in the Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group district, with more than 21,000 patients across its 3 sites. Across the parishes, thousands of new homes are planned, including 1,700 in Cringleford alone in the next decade. The practice has told patients demand is at an all-time high and impossible to keep up with the volume of queries, urging people to consider whether they really needed to contact the surgery. Dr. Siobhan Rowe, GP partner for the practice, said, "We recognise that in a perfect healthcare system, patients will be able to consult a healthcare professional at a time and in a way of their choosing, and the healthcare professional will be able to commit the time necessary to ensure the patient's needs are met. Unfortunately, at present, this simply isn't possible. The practice receives hundreds of Get Help forms filled in daily and reached maximum capacity daily, as clinicians saw up to 40 patients on top of other tasks."